If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. What's up, Instagram Live? Hope we had a wonderful day. What's up, the Bobby Mason Audio Experience Podcast? Big shout out to all of you. We are live, we are excited, and it's still 2019, and I'm still making sure I try to answer questions. So, just leaving the old office, so I'm sorry it's about to get real windy outside. But the question I got today, and I'm sorry, I got to get better at making sure I figure out who these people are that are asking these questions, but question today was, with 2019 coming up, it's already happening, there are goals to be set, and they were curious what goals I have created this year that will really potentially put me at risk to really take a serious downfall this year. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I think a lot of us make goals for ourselves. Maybe just wait a second because I gotta get out of this crazy wind. A lot of us make goals for ourselves every single year, yet they aren't necessarily goals that will make you risk all that much. So why I'm bringing this up is because I wanted people to get a more of an inside look into how some entrepreneurs have to take risk and what they risk in the moment. So my goal for 2019 is to launch GoMahi.com. And for all of you guys that don't know what that is, it's a crowdsolving platform that basically outsources innovation. And that's my main goal in 2019. And it is a heck of a risk. And the reason it's a crazy risk is because I am 2 years into building a company and I've not gotten paid from that company. I've been pouring money into that company, and I've been using a nest egg that I was able to create by selling a couple of other companies in the past. And reality is, if I don't get this company to work in 2019, my life is gonna change in very crazy ways. And if I'm gonna be super honest with all of you, if this doesn't work in 2019, I could be changing homes with my wife. We could be maybe unloading our cars. We definitely won't be traveling anymore. And worst case scenario in this entrepreneurial world, worst case scenario, it bombs epically. My other projects bomb epically. I screw up real estate and I just move in with my parents. And the follow-up to that would be, how would I feel if I epically bombed at this startup? I'd be pissed by all means, but I'd also be humbled. I'd be humbled in the sense that it was like, you know what? That project got the best of me, and I am ready to rock again. And Remy, you know, the free food, you're so right. gosh, the free food would be great. I would love to move in with my parents. I wanted to make it sound like a big deal because I wanted people to feel like the real risk involved with starting a startup, but really it'd just be a great excuse to move in. And all of you that listen to this on the podcast, you need to check out Benny Mox, B-E-N-N space M-O-X on Spotify. And that's where I listen to him all day. He's an absolute champ, so check him out. That's beside the point. But yeah, New Year's resolution is to really take a big risk. I'm 25. And I talked about this, I think, last night. I'm 25 years old, and if I'm going to take a risk, this is the time to take it. I currently don't have kids. Sorry, wife, Ashley. And this is the chance I have to risk it all. I'm going to risk it all on this journey. And I'm going to pour every ounce of my energy in 2019 into creating a real company that's going to create real value and impact in the world around me. So I think everyone should reevaluate their 2019 goals and maybe decide if those 2019 goals are really pushing you to be significantly different than the person you were in 2018. I think it's really important for each of us legitimately to look ourselves in the face and think through our 2019 goals, like I just said, and see if they're really risky enough that they're changing your life from 2018. Because I hear a lot of superficial goals. And I'm not bashing any of those superficial goals because I have them too. I have the smaller goals. But I want everyone, if you're not pursuing the thing that you love, that might be the risk for 2019. I'm not telling you have to go spend all of your money, you have to sell your home, and you have to pursue your passion. But you can do a little baby thing that involves taking that risk and pursuing what you love. Sorry, I'm gonna bring up Benny Mox again, okay? I can't help it. Because this guy is an accountant. How boring is that? I'm really not bashing accountants. I have a lot of friends that are accountants. But he's an accountant and he's making music. He didn't quit accounting. But he's pursuing his passion by putting out one song at a time. And he's given the world a little snippet into his passion and his life and his skill. And I respect that. I think each of us, if we have a passion we want to try in 2019, we need to try it. We really do. So I don't want to talk about it for too long because now I think I'm just rambling. But this year, make sure you try to accomplish something that makes you a little uncomfortable. And enjoy 2019. And I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a good day, guys. Good night. Whatever it is. Bye.